Sometimes, it'd be nice to have a fresh start in life. After all, it's exactly what Jesus promised. But a fresh start means change, and change, well, we don't always like change. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Hey, listen, stay tuned, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our life application booklet called Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die. I'd love to send you a copy to help you live the life that Jesus promised you. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how much of life is about transformation. You take an egg and a sperm, and they become the most amazing person, full of incredible abilities and potential. A caterpillar becomes a beautiful butterfly. A crummy little seed becomes a huge tree. From small acorns, mighty trees do grow. In fact, in God's creation, whenever life is created, it's absolutely wondrous and beautiful and incredible to the point where you just have to stand back in awe and silence. We see new life all the time in this world, but you stop and think about it, and it's utterly amazing and miraculous. You know what I mean? I mean, new life is awesome and beautiful, and that was the whole point of Jesus becoming a man and dying for us. It was to set you and me free to become a new person, to be spiritually and emotionally born again. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, when you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. When you and I put our faith in this Jesus, we're meant to have a new life, every bit as wondrous and amazing as new life always is on this earth. Now, new life invariably comes with birth pains, doesn't it? But the end result is just amazing. Bottom line is that God wants each one of us to live every minute of every day for the rest of eternity in that new life. So are you ready? This week on the program, A Different Perspective, we've been looking at living the life that God always intended for us to live. On Monday, we talked about leaving the world's parade. There's a beat of a drum somewhere that we march to, someone's beat. We unconsciously chase after things that really aren't worth laying our lives down for, success or career or money. None of those things are worth bending our lives over for. And yesterday, we had a chat about taking up our cross and following Jesus. And as another preacher once said, there are no padded crosses out there. Change is never easy. There's always a price to pay, but there's a prize at the end. And we have to make a choice. Today, I'd like to unpack this whole change transformation thing a bit. There are some people, I hear them speaking, my life is never going to change. It's the language of being a perpetual victim. Oh, I made bad choices in the past, and look at me, it's never going to get any better. Maybe you recognize some of those. I wonder if each one of us pretty regularly doesn't have to make a sober assessment of our lives and say, who or what am I chasing down? Whose parade? Whose drumbeat am I marching to? What do I believe about my future? Or who or what am I going to live the rest of my life for? Can't change what's been, but with God's help, with his plan for a new life that he's hatched in my heart, I can change what I do from this point on. The Apostle Paul, a couple of thousand years ago, wrote this. He said, I appeal to you by the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may know what is the good and perfect and acceptable will of God for you. That comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. There are some radical concepts in that little lot. He appeals to you by what? By the mercy of God. Why should we bother to change? Why should we bother to live our lives for God and not for anything else? Because of God's mercy. God stepped out first. God sent his son to die on that cross for you and me before we ever gave him a thought, before we ever even existed. He showed us mercy, and then Paul says, therefore, present your body as a living sacrifice. Yesterday on the program, we saw that Jesus said, if you want to come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. That picture of taking up our cross is a picture of death. People got nailed to crosses. They weren't lovely little bits of golden jewelry. They were bits of wood that men were nailed to and suffered the most gruesome death on, which is what happened to Jesus. And here Paul is saying, present your body as a living sacrifice. In other words, dying to self and all our selfish desires and all the drumbeats that we want to march to in order that we can be alive in Jesus. Look at how we live our lives with compromises, with a lackadaisical attitude. Yeah, I believe in God, but, you know, that's it. God's my sugar daddy. God's here to serve me. Or do we really seriously have an attitude that says, you know something? God is my Lord. He's my King. He's my number one. Which one will it be? Because we can't have both. If we're going to be a living sacrifice, that means we lay everything down in order to worship God. Then he talks about this. He says, this is your spiritual worship. Another translation says, this is your spiritual service. It's a worship about how we live our lives out. Do we worship God with our lives? Then we need to worship him with what we do, with what we say, how we behave, what we do with our money. Worshiping God means making sacrifices for him. I appeal to you by the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to this world anymore. Stop letting the world squeeze you into its mold. Teenagers go through this whole stage of conformity. It's a natural stage. They go to school when they're 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, and it's all about conforming to their group. It's about being part of growing up, and they dress the same, and they talk the same, and they do the same things. But sadly, a lot of people don't grow out of that. A lot of people spend the rest of their lives being squeezed into a mold by the attitudes of the world, by an attitude that says you're only successful if you're beautiful or you drive a fast car or both. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Have a new life. Break the mold. How many people are in a rut and they're just dying to break the mold? That's exactly what Jesus is saying. You've got to die to the old to break the mold. How? By the renewing of your mind. You know, what we think we end up doing, our thoughts end up coming out as actions. If we think from a frame of reference that says, I'm the center of the universe, then slavishly, we're going to worship that. It's time to allow God to renew the way we think, to let him open our eyes so that we can see things from his perspective, so that we can wrap our minds around the good and perfect will of God in our lives. How many people say, I believe in Jesus, but there is something missing in their lives? It's not a life of joy. It's not a life of serving. It's not a life that's fulfilled. Come on. Isn't it time to break the mold, to say, I'm not going to live slavishly worshipping the world's ways anymore? Today's the day where I'm going to change my life, change my focus from me to Jesus. And the only way I'm going to do that is to open my mind, to open my heart and say, God, show me. You change me so that I can live the life you always intended. We can have the same old for the rest of our lives, and if we live like that, nothing's ever going to change. We're not living the life we really want to live, that God really wants for us. Here's a radical notion. It's time to stop worshipping the stuff we've worshipped, and instead worship God with our lives, with everything that we are. Can I encourage you today to let God's words wash you clean? Wash away those strongholds so that you can see life differently. We can see the world differently. And then he transforms us day by day by day. We only get one crack at this life. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to make sure that mine counts for something. I want to make sure that the life that I lead and the life that you lead take us to the eternal destiny that we're all hoping for. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you lay hold of the life, the eternal life, that Jesus came to bring. And at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you apply God's word right into your realities. So, to request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.